Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 10, the God-man's divine right to participate in God's divinity. Lord's Day, related verses. 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 8, 10 through 11, and 19. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and virtue, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. And for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control, endurance, and endurance, godliness, and in godliness, brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. For these things, existing in you and abounding, constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 10 through 11. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. Verse 19. And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.